This is the Wall Street Update edition of World Business Report. I'm Susanna Streeter. It's time now to check in with the financial markets, and a little earlier, I spoke to Peter Yankauskas of Oakbrook Investments in Chicago. He told me what the start of the week had been like on Wall Street.
It was a little volatile. We were down in the morning once again, and as has been the pattern of late, the market managed to rally back to finish with a modest gain.
Do you think it fell on those rather hawkish comments from several Federal Reserve officials about where inflation's heading and what impact that could have on when the U.S. Federal Reserve will raise interest rates again?
I think that did probably put some pressure on it early, because around the same time there was a fairly substantial move in the 10-year bond yields, and kind of acting through that mechanism, I think it did weigh on equities somewhat. But I think also people, as the day went on, realize that the reason the Fed is talking this way is that the U.S. economy is doing reasonably well, and once again, it's strong enough to accommodate further rate increases.
And oil hovering above $40 a barrel, do you think that it has kind of found a point where it will stay for a while?
It seems that way. It definitely seems to have stabilized. We've managed to kind of stay in this region now for at least a week or so, which is almost a record as it is this year. So I think that is providing some additional confidence to the markets that conditions have stabilized.
Peter Yankauskas from Oakbrook Investments in Chicago. Well, on Wall Street, the Dow is up 0.1% at 17,623. And at the end of the day in London, the 100 share index was down 0.1% at 6,184.